This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news, intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversation. 96.9 FM. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
Holy Grail, yeah, need it bailing out. Get a sailor man sound. Holy Grail.
Good yawning this morning and welcome back to Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, your station for fresh news, smart talk all day. It's a Sports Friday with Eric Sawyer III, and I have guests in studio this morning. We've got lots to talk about. We're going to talk about the Red Cross inaugural walk, run, push. That's my favorite part. Push event taking place tomorrow morning, starting at 6:30 at Red Cross headquarters. We have representatives in to talk about that. We really got to drive this event. It's the inaugural event, and I am a Red Cross baby. I have memories of standing on long lines waiting for good food. That's why the line long, you know, because the food is that good.
It's good, yeah.
And so I look forward to a new event emerging from Red Cross and becoming a culture as well. So we're going to get to that in a moment. On top of that, I'm giving away two pairs of tickets. That's two sets of two tickets for the best of the best Rake and Scrape Explosion concert, also tomorrow night. I just guarantee that. Sometimes these chick Chinese is lie to you so they could use your ticket. We're going to have KB, Funky D, Nishi LS, Iron Store, Larry of the Brylanders, Stevie S, Pat Ramming, performing.
That's a legend right there.
Listen, yeah. If you from Baintown, ladies, you tell your significant other, we going concert, because man, them going to sing song about us. Anyway, that's a beautiful, beautiful, oh, wow, this list goes on. Veronica Bishop, Novi Pierre, Elon Moxie, Avi, I ain't going home. This man drunk, hot dog, south, 6 a.m, and woman running out. Gino D., Shine 242. Did I say Johnny Cake? Johnny Cake. Mama D, take my oat to the Billy Goat. I can be there. Of course, that's if I could wake up after this fun run, walk, push. Sherrod Taylor. Y'all need to go check out Sherrod Taylor's duet with Veronica Bishop. That's sweet, sweet, sweet. And Taraj Roll, back by, it's the best part of the concert, back by the Falcons. And Chad Cawley and the VIPs.
Yeah.
Okay, so get your Googles ready. The answers to these questions can be found by a simple Google search. I don't want to make it hard for you, because you already going to have the hard work of not dancing while you at this concert. Oh, boy. Okay. Let me introduce my guests so they could be a part of the conversation as well as I start the ticket giveaway, and then we're going to get into our Red Cross discussion. I want you all gentlemen to introduce yourselves and tell us your affiliation with the event.
Good morning, Bahamas. Good morning, Running World. Good morning, Ms. Teresa Major. Good morning. How are you? My name is Marcel Bop Major. I'm here representing the Four Seasons Race Management. That's my wife and I's company. And we've been contracted by the Bahamas Red Cross Society to pull off this inaugural fun-filled walk, run, push event tomorrow. So we are here and we are excited because we know we're going to get entire corporate Bahamas. We're going to get the entire Bahamas down there tomorrow. That's what we're here to do today.
Yeah.
To drive participation for tomorrow.
Absolutely. And to remind people of the importance of the work that the Red Cross does and why it's important that we continually, not just continually fund them, but we develop mechanisms to ensure that they always have the funding needed. Right, not that they want, that they need to run these vital programs. Sir?
Yes, good morning, thank you. This is Edison Sumner. I am the president of the Bahamas Red Cross. And like Mr. Major, I'm also here to and lend my voice to encourage corporate Bahamas citizens, individuals, civil and civic society organizations, religious groups, schools, banks and financial institutions, everyone to come out tomorrow to support this inaugural event. As you know, the Red Cross has staple events in its calendar every year, like mm-hmm. the ball, the Red Cross Fair, and others. But this is the first time that we are actually embarking on doing a health fun run walk mm-hmm. and a health fair. So it's not just walking, running, pushing, crawling, driving, whatever it takes to get the job done. But when we finish with all that fun walk, and it's going to be a wonderful time of networking as well. Imagine you walking with people that you know or do not know for 3 or so miles and getting to know them as you have this conversation and just having a wonderful time. First thing in the morning, you catch the first dew coming out of dawn, mm-hmm. right? It's a wonderful experience for those who are able to get up that early in the morning to experience the morning glory. but when you're done, we're also going to have the Ministry of Health and Wellness will be on site. And they're going to be conducting certain
health screenings
and providing vaccines and other health services. So it's going to be a fantastic day for people to come together. Mm-hmm. It's only $30, and that comes not just as for registration through Mr. Major's company, but you get some other amenities that comes along with it.
You get a T-shirt, right?
Yeah, there's a T-shirt, and then...
And you get bragging rights,
you get
right?
Bragging rights, because we have awards for the first 3 male and female walkers and runners, and then we also added a new component to the event this year.
Okay.
As you know, Sunday is Mother's Day.
Yes.
So what we did is we are inviting mothers and their children. It can be their grandchildren, their daughters, their sons. But once the mother and their child crosses the finish line together, we have an award specifically for them. So all you mothers out there who want to do something healthy, something fun with your children, register today at the Bahamas Red Cross Society. There's mm-hmm. T-shirts and trophies. Come cross the finish line with your daughter, your son, your grandchild, and make it a fun-filled pre-Mother's Day event.
I don't know if I could make a cheer in between now and then, but my bragging rights will be that I walked the inaugural Red Cross fun run walk.
Absolutely.
See, you got to invest now. This mm-hmm. is like planting the seed, even though you may not sit under the tree. Mm-hmm. Because in 50 years' time, I want the people, the young people, them to be whispering the legend of Erin Green, mm-hmm. how she walked this walk with one good foot.
Yeah, with the chickchani in tow.
Right, and now she had the chickchani pushing people out the way. Mm-hmm. But the legend can't begin until I walk the first inaugural.
Got to walk it.
The first one.
And the thing you're going to find after this, because even this week, this whole month, we're celebrating Red Cross Month. And we're going to be mounting a display and exhibition at the Mall at Marathon. So by next year, then your photographs will likely be in the archives of the Red Cross as being part of the inaugural, right? The very first time that we're doing this. So whoever comes out and is a part of this will actually form part of the history of the Red Cross. Mm-hmm. So that when our kids come back and look at this in the years to come, they'll say, hey, that's my mom, my dad, my brother, sister, etc. And we can brag, like you said, that we were actually part of this very, very first event that we're hosting.
Mm-hmm. Now, look here. I saw one company named RF Trust in mm-hmm. the paper recently, a wonderful social contribution they're making, right? Mm-hmm. And I want to say to corporations, imagine now you put a plaque up for your staff to commemorate their participation
in the inaugural event.
In the inaugural event and mm-hmm. in the ecosystem of the Red Cross Society and the work that it does.
Yes,
here. I mean, almost every show I had this week could touch on the Red Cross mm-hmm. Society, right?
And we thank you for that. We've been listening.
But not even the advertising, right? Mm-hmm. I had guests on Picky Peasy Nappy Head, mm-hmm. a play by Kay Ginny.
No, I listened to that. That was interesting.
Right, and it's about mm-hmm. It's about an older sibling helping the younger siblings come through a hurricane. Mm-hmm. And who is always by your side when there's a hurricane?
It's Red Cross.
Red Cross Society.
Always,
we talked about the fires in Abaco, Andres, Exuma, mm-hmm. the mm-hmm. fire day before yesterday mm-hmm. In southeast New Providence, right? Mm-hmm. Who is always showing up after a major fire catastrophe? Red Cross Society.
So now it's time for civil society, for the public now to show up.
Absolutely.
For the Red Cross, because they've been showing up for you all along.
Right. Yeah.
So the headquarters is available and ready to receive you today. The numbers are 323-7370. So all you civic and church and banks and all just general Joe public.
Baptist Federation, we see that you just reorganize and reestablish your sports federation because you understand the importance of activity and movement and health and wellness, right, in your community. Bring them out. Bring the tribe out. Mm-hmm. And then Anglicans and Methodists, don't let the Baptists beat y'all.
Right.
In fact, y'all preparing, I think the gentleman is ACM, they're getting ready for their Anglican Men's Council. Mm-hmm. You all pull together a team.
And it's not too late. Bring them out.
And if you're having difficulties moving, walking, bring your wheelchair. We'll push you along the route.
Absolutely. Right. And let's talk about the route, because the route is different this time.
It's different. That's the first route of its kind. It's the first time we're actually experimenting with the route.
Okay.
And just for those that are listening, we want to enforce and let you know that we've enforced strict safety and security because we're going to cone off the route. We're going to have cones so that we'll have a lane just to us. And so we won't have to worry about that car bumping us on the side of the road. So we'll be in the northern lane of heading outside of the main Red Cross building. Mm-hmm. We're going to traverse west on the northern lane of JFK, heading towards the Lakeview Memorial Gardens, the graveyard there. We're going to turn around the roundabout, head onto Bahama Boulevard. That will be the easternmost lane on Bahama Boulevard. Then we'll walk straight over the hill towards the main Bahama roundabout and return back via the boulevard back to the headquarters. So it's a very secure, safe route. So if you were contemplating, oh man, I can't come because there's so much traffic for the airport, we've managed that and we are
Boasting with the Royal Bahamas Police Force.
Who've been very, very supportive of us in this initiative.
Oh, man, absolutely. Mm. Absolutely. This is fantastic. But I got to stick a pause. I want you all to stay here with me. We have to give away a pair of tickets for the Best of the Best Rake and Scrape Explosion concert. Right? First, let me give you all the numbers to call. Here are the numbers to call. 323-6232. 325-4316, 325-4259, 242-300-5720. Toll free for Family Islanders. If you're in the Family Island and you win a ticket, give it to somebody in New Providence you love. Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Or you be a blessing to somebody else.
Right? Absolutely. we're not going to play by the text line, maybe for the second question, but the first question is via telephone. 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259, 242-300-5720. First question of the day. Recently, the government renamed the Bahamas' national sport. What is the name of the Commonwealth of the Bahamas' official sport? I got two calls coming in right now, producer. Let's go to the phone line quickly. Good morning, caller.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi. My name is Phil McGregor. But that's a national sport.
Oh, okay. I need you to say that again for me.
They named the national sport sailing recently.
I need you to be very specific, because we have 18 type of sailing. But it's a specific form. You got 3 seconds.
Sailing, what they do in TV, but I can't remember the moment.
Call back. Good morning, caller. The question is...
Good morning.
Good morning, ma'am. How are you?
Vaughn Cass, it's sloop sailing.
It is sloop sailing. It is sloop sailing. That is the new national sport. And it's very important to make that distinction. Producer, can you take the caller's information? Thank you very much, and I hope to see you at the concert.
Absolutely. Look,
if you could recover from the Red Cross walk. Let's do the Red Cross walk and to prepare. In fact,
I won't do that.
Listen, the way I can be dancing at this concert, I need to go do this walk. This will be my daily calisthenics.
Got to stretch first.
All right, the producer's going to take your information right now, ma'am. Thank you for playing. Okay, that's the first question out of the way. We're going to throw the second question out shortly and give you all a little clue. The second question is Red Cross Society related. It is Red Cross Society related. So you could start Googling now and doing your little research. We can get to that in a second. Back to the route. First of its kind.
First of its kind.
We're heading west. We're using JFK to Bahama and back.
Yes,
and
correct.
I imagine that the road, the condition of the road is going to be great for people pushing.
Indeed it will be, because it's nicely paved. And then don't forget all the flora and fauna that is on the route. So the route is going to be a clean, fresh breath of fresh air as you really walk along that route. So don't miss it. Please come on down. Go down to the Red Cross headquarters. The wonderful staff down there is waiting to receive you. The number is 323-7370. So if you are listening to me, corporate Bahamas, banks, insurance companies, schools, churches, civic organizations, call the Red Cross Society. Get your group together. We also have an award for the group that has the most participants. And we have wonderful raffle prizes as well. So you get an opportunity to win a bicycle, an excursion for one of the family islands, massages at one of the massage parlors, the gift certificates from John Bull. So this is going to be an amazing inaugural first time Red Cross Fair. So a Red Cross walk, push, run. You do not want to miss it.
Not at all. And you get a T-shirt.
And you get a T-shirt. And you can win a trophy for the first and second and third male and female runners and walkers and mother and child duo.
But let me also say that as exciting as the event is, and I'm looking forward to it. In fact, I was so anxious. I woke up this morning thinking it was Saturday morning. So I woke up too early this morning, stretching myself, thinking I have to go down to Red Cross to get involved in this run. That I remembered, hey, it's not today, it's tomorrow. So I'm prepared a whole day in advance for this. But everyone who supports this event really supports the Red Cross. They support our investment in humanity. They support the programs, the social assistance programs, our disaster risk management programs, our health initiatives, the operations, the family island developments, et cetera. So it's really going to be really your every dollar spent with the Red Cross is an actual investment in humanity, in the supporting the most vulnerable people in our community. So I encourage you to come down, be a part of it. We'd love to see you guys there to be a part of this event. And if you are unable to make it for whatever reason, then, you know, by all means, feel free to send a donation to the Red Cross. We can always use the funds, because every dollar we receive is spent directly back into the communities that we service.
All right. I was going to ask, we are 4.5 years past Dorian, right? But and many people have sort of forgotten about it. We understand why. Sometimes the best way to deal with trauma is to
push it
aside until you can deal with it properly, right? One of the things we forget is that there are still people who are displaced from their home island because of Dorian. There's still people who are unhoused, right? They don't have a permanent home or structure to live in because of Dorian. How much of the work that the Red Cross is doing right now is still attending to people who were victims of Dorian and are trying to recover their lives post that traumatic event?
Listen, the events of Dorian were so dramatic and traumatic that the Red Cross is even still in the stage of recovery.
Right.
Because we literally spent all of our resources, human resources, our volunteers, whatever financial resources we had, everything was poured into the victims of Dorian between Abaco and Grand Bahama. And to this day, we are still dealing with the aftermath of Dorian. 4.5 years later, there are still families who are still displaced. There are still people who are suffering from tremendous emotional distress
and
anxiety out of Dorian that we have to deal with through our psychosocial analysis support services. There are people who are still, who have literally gone, like people say, out of their mind because of the effects of Dorian on them and their lives, and the fact that there were so many Bahamians and others who lost their lives in that storm, many of whom we have never been able to recover their bodies. So it has been a tremendous strain on many, many people in this country. So the work of the Red Cross is still working to support those people, as well as maintaining the daily operations and the daily programs that we still have to manage every single day. Every day, right now, for example, there are people at the Red Cross who are preparing meals to be delivered to homeless people and others who are shut into their homes we deliver almost 200 families every single day. Mm-hmm. And this is happening on a consistent basis. So the work of Dorian just exacerbated what we were doing, but it did not, you know, it did not cause us not to continue the work that we do on a daily basis.
All right. And now when we see the fire in Abaco, and unfortunately there was a new fire that started, and this fire has approached sort of dangerously homes and structures.
Yeah.
There was a fire in Exuma, fire in Andrus, and then this fire yesterday that burned, and we can presume many toxins, right, released many toxins into the air over 12 hours. And then we had the fire at the Great Commission facility as well. Have you seen yet an increase in requests for support because of these events?
Not the one from Nassau, not yet. Okay. It's too soon. That fire is still burning. We do have a center in Abaco. That incident just came about a day or two ago, so we haven't had any approaches yet, because we don't know what the impact of that has been, whether it's actually impacted homes, etc., in that area. So we haven't had it. In Andros, we have a representative there, but we likewise we haven't had
an assessment
but there hasn't been any
request
or physical structures that have been destroyed. Just a lot of fauna, a lot of forestry, but we haven't had any reports yet of any homes being destroyed in that area. So certainly for the islands where we have a presence, we are always on standby. So when the reports start coming in for requests for assistance, then we mobilize our network and to be able to respond to those needs as they arise.
And that costs money. Just being able to mobilize your resources requires financial resources.
Tremendous resources.
And that's why it's so important for as many of us as possible to show up tomorrow morning. Mm-hmm. We want people there. Let's go back to the trainer. We want people there by 6:15, the latest.
No, 5:15. The event starts at 6 a.m.
Oh, it's
6 a.m.
I just want you to know that my clock was already set to 6:30 a.m. and I will change that right now.
You need to reset that.
So we need people there for 5:15.
And especially those that have not registered, we also having registration in the morning. So you would want to come a little bit earlier than you was. I'd say about 5 o'clock, 5:10, be there to register, get your shirts. $30, corporate Bahamas, banks, family insurance agencies, schools, any
lawyers' offices,
please call the Red Cross headquarters now. Register your team. There's an award for the team with the most participants.
They're politicians. Come on, man.
Constituents as well, MPs.
In fact, that's the idea, sir. Forget politicians. They're MPs. Bring a team of constituents with you. In fact, this would be a wonderful exercise. I know it's a little short on time,
right?
But have the constituency team. Like I could tell you right now, in my neighborhood, Mr. Moss is the number one race walker, right?
Yes.
The body works man, right? I've known him all my life as a race walker.
He's still walking?
Yeah. I'm not sure if he's still walking, right? But what I'm saying is that people in communities know who the road runners are. They know who the walkers are. They know who the athletes are. Wouldn't it be great if MPs were able to get those people and then encourage more constituents to join them and your constituency team comes out and participates in the event?
Yes, it would be great because, you know, the Red Cross is usually helping you, so it's now time to give back to the Red Cross so that we could have that domino effect and be able to help others as you help them by participating in the event.
And let me tell you all about the art of networking and influencing people. You got to be in the room. And in this instance, you got to be on the road with them.
Absolutely.
And you would be surprised of the types of bonds that are built by strangers participating in an event like this.
Absolutely.
All right, so let's go through those details one more time.
Okay, the headquarters is open to receive anyone who wants to participate, in particular the groups, the insurance companies, the banks, anybody. We're appealing to you to call the Red Cross headquarters. The wonderful staff down there is ready and waiting to give you your T-shirts and your running bibs. The number is 323-7370, 323-7370. That's the Red Cross headquarters on JFK Drive. You would get a bib and a T-shirt. It's only $30. A registration will be going, packet pickup will be going on today from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. and also in the morning. Come early in the morning at the headquarters to receive your bib and participate in this fun run inaugural walk push. where we're going to have wonderful prizes. There's a mini, mini health fair afterwards. So we're going to have a DJ with lots of upbeat music. It's just going to be a wonderful, wonderful race and mini health experience tomorrow.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Okay, now, I want you all to stick with me if you can, so we could just throw the information back out throughout the show. Mm-hmm. I got a little NBA to talk. Then, you know, we have to talk about this young lady. We're going to talk about this young lady. Her name is Shania Adley. Mm. And that high schooler going to Paris.
That's the young lady from the
mixed 4x4 relay.
She was amazing, eh?
Yeah, I can talk about her today. Then we got a little NBA talk to talk about. And then I found this new sport called kabaddi from India, right? And kabaddi is like it's like tag and wrestling at the same time. I don't know why we ain't been playing this game. It's like Red Rover, tag, and pork all at the same time. And basically, it's two teams, and the one player from a team A, they call him the Raider. His job is to go onto the other team's half of the court and touch as many players as he can in 30 seconds without getting tackled.
Wow.
Right? And you have to get back across the court.
Wow. I used to play that in primary school.
This is what I say.
I did nothing new.
Right, so Dr. Danny Johnson last week shared with us that Dubai, Middle East, the countries there, they are preparing to spend trillions of dollars on sports. And I like this idea of sand wars. Sand wars, where all the countries who live on sand, we compete in traditional sports that can be played in sand.
Wow.
And then sand sports, and we compete. They want tour? Come tour. Let the Bahamas host all the regional teams. You come up and everybody plays in the Bahamas for the Caribbean Championship against Dubai. And then we move through the rest of the world, but focusing on countries that are primarily sand-based.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
And so, and Bahamians prepared for, we've been playing that sport. Yeah, we used to play that at home.
We play rounders on the beach back in the day. We used to do that all the time.
Yeah. You get tagged and get back across the line dead quick.
Yeah.
That's a Bahamian thing.
Red Rover.
Yeah.
Okay, so here are the numbers to call for the second question. Remember, it's Red Cross related. It's Red Cross Society of the Bahamas related. 323-6232. 325-4316. 325-4259. 242-300-5720 for Family Island residents. Now, this is, I'm giving away two tickets to the best. Producer, check the phone to see who that is, because they may be trying to wait to answer the question. Let's go to the phone line and we see what these guys are talking about. Good. No? Okay. I just want to remind everyone that this concert can be something else. First of all, Larry from the Brylanders. The whole thing can be backed by the Falcons and Short Chad Cawley and the VIPs. Mama D, Take My Oath to the Billy Goat. Shine, My Bahamas, Johnny Cake, Get Them Ricky.
Get Them Rich.
Yeah, but his song is Get Them Ricky. The Rake and Scrape song. I believe that's where Get Them Reggie come from. But the boy name was, that moment, y'all know the Get Them Reggie moment?
Was it somewhere in Dubai?
That's when the Bahamas SWAT team went to compete in the SWAT championships. Mm. And when the commentators were speaking to them, they asked them their names, and everybody's name was Reggie.
Uh-huh.
So the commentators, like, I don't know, they told that everybody in the Bahamas' name is Reggie, right? And so but it didn't start there. Okay. There's a young man named Reggie, and he, at the end of the school year, came home with all of his certificates. And he did extremely well. I mean, he did really well. Outstanding performance after outstanding performance. And his family, you could hear his family in the background saying, get them, Reggie. Mm-hmm. Get them. Show them how we do it. And I think it birthed from there.
Wow.
It's a beautiful, beautiful story. Yeah. Let's go to the phone line. Good morning, caller.
Morning.
Morning. Good morning.
Yes, morning.
Morning. You've called, you're on the clock, you're live on radio.
Sure, I didn't have a question. Sorry.
That's because I didn't ask it yet. That's what I'm saying. You got to hang up and call back. But I want you to know I love you. You have to hang up, but I love you. Thank you very much. Here is the question. See, my people, we fast, you know. Any race you could bring, we fast. Here's the question. World Red Cross Day was celebrated this week, in one day this week. to win a pair of tickets to the best of the best, Rake and Scrape Explosion, tell me what day, the date, right? You know the month. Month is May. What's the date that Red Cross, World Red Cross Day is celebrated on every year? What is the date that World Red Cross Day is celebrated on every year? Producer, the producer on the phone line. So the call is coming through in a moment. Let's see. Good morning, caller.
Yes, hello.
Hi. How are you?
I'm good.
I'm good. You heard the question this time?
No, I didn't.
You gotta wait till I. You gotta wait till. Caller, you gotta wait till I ask the question. Good morning, caller.
Hi, yes, good morning. How are you?
I'm good, thank you.
Excellent, good morning to you and your guest. Is it May 8th?
It is May 8th. Take my oath to the base. Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
Avi, Johnny Cake, y'all better get Larry from the Brylanders. Bring the rest of the Brylanders with you. You're going to need it. Ma'am, we're going to go have a good time, eh?
Pardon me?
We're going to go have a good time, eh?
Of course.
Who you taking?
Who am I taking?
Don't tell your mommy. Your mommy don't listen to the radio, eh?
I have not decided yet.
You have a bigger problem on your hand today. Somebody can fight you for that second ticket.
Yeah, you don't worry about that. I'll fight too.
Okay, good stuff. You got to fight Rake and Scrape style now.
We don't
accept any other form of competition but Rake and Scrape style. So I need you to hold the line. The producer's going to take your name and information. Your ticket will be available for you at the Guardian today.
Yes.
You have to come pick it up today. The offices close at 5 p.m. I am not 1,000% certain about your ability to access the tickets after 5 p.m. I get here by 5. Okay. The producers
will
take your information. And thank you for playing. Thank you so much for playing. That's the energy. That's the energy we bring into the Red Cross. Mr. Sumner has to go. Give him one last word.
Listen, I want to again thank you very much for having us this morning.
That's why you got to go now.
That's
I can understand.
That's right. That's the cue. Thank you very much for having us this morning. I want to encourage folks again, please come and support the Red Cross, the event tomorrow. We had a fantastic fair 2 weeks ago. This is our first time doing this Health Fun Run Walk and Push event. And if your support will help us with the our program, supporting the vulnerable persons in our community, keeping the Red Cross relevant to what we do every single day. We've been around for a long time. We've been doing this for a long time. I've been in the seat of the presidency now only for about a year. So we certainly have a lot of ambition if we want to see the programs going over the next year or two. Mm-hmm. So come out tomorrow morning, support the Red Cross, get fit, get in shape, have a good time doing it. Mm-hmm. And we promise you that you will have fun during this whole process tomorrow morning.
Absolutely.
Yes.
And at this time in 2024, we tend to focus on the trends, what the sexiest things out there. But it's important to remember that sometimes the people doing the hard work are just busy doing the hard work.
Yes, yes.
And all we have to do is support them.
Yeah, that's it.
We have a
whole caliber of unsung heroes in the Red Cross, our volunteers, our staff who are doing work every single day that you will never see. You never mm-hmm. hear their names being called in the media, but they're dedicated to the cause, and we are thankful to all of them for their work.
All right. My mom was a Red Cross volunteer for many years, and that's why I'm a hoopla baby.
If you
have an affair or a fest or a raffle or a making money event, then you need to have hoopla.
Mm-hmm.
There's a big hoopla culture out there, and we say thank you to the Red Cross Society for keeping that alive. That's
Absolutely.
A part of who I am. Hoopla and book table. Mr. Major, you got to go.
Yes, ma'am.
All right.
Have to go, but I just want to encourage, like Mr. Sumner said, I encourage every Bahamian who's listening to me in Nassau. Now, those that are coming on the plane or whatever, whoever is listening to me, please come down to support this inaugural event tomorrow. We start on time. No Bahamian time
now
around.
Now, listen, if I get there, but if I get there at 6:15, I could still...
Well, you got to step back up and try to see you could catch and run down and beat, you know.
Okay.
But we start on time. Anybody who has been to any event that Four Seasons Race Manager has been contracted to manage, we start our events on time at 6 a.m. sharp.
Okay, and don't tarry because it has to be a very well-coordinated event. You have the police for a limited amount of time to protect road users.
All the moving parts. Everything, once you fall off, everything falls out of place. So that's why I have to be very organized, very professional, and execute on race day.
So if you, as Mr. Major goes, I'm going to say this. If you know my number, I'm going to need you to call me at 5:15, no, at 5 o'clock, at 4:30. tomorrow morning. But trust, if you call me at 4:30 tomorrow morning, I can ask you if you're doing the walk with me. But I can need a little reminder. Thank you so much, Mr. Major, for joining us.
Bahamas. I have get yourself registered today at the headquarters.
There's still time.
There's still time. Also in the morning as well, too.
Civil society,
Civil society, schools,
unions,
churches, banks,
Nurses Month.
Insurance, nurses, everybody.
Nurses, come out. Please come out and support the event. And then you all come out and support the nurses supporting
Red Cross Society.
And the mini health fair as well. Thank you, Mr. Major.
Thank you, Ms. Green, for having us.
Absolutely.
See you again soon.
Yes, sir. Absolutely.
All right.
As a Red Cross baby.
Indeed. Indeed.
Fritter and hoopla.
Cabbage patch, kids.
You guys have a wonderful day. After this break, we're going to get back into the local news. We're going to talk about Shania. We're going to talk about Uncle Larry DeMerritt, West Saratoga, Bahamian judoka, Joshua McFall. That's my cousin, and then some more athletes, and then we go into run through the NBA dead quick. We will be right back. Stay tuned.
The Grand Bahama News is available every Tuesday in the Nassau Guardian. You can buy your local paper at Freeport convenience stores, Western Bakery, DeGregory's Fine Foods, and Bellevue Gifts. Now is the time to reach your Grand Bahama market with affordable packages, including print and digital. Call GB News sales representative Kavondre at 822-6717 or message him on WhatsApp for ad rates. Classified ads are now available every Tuesday as well. Keep up with everything Grand Bahamian every Tuesday in the Nassau Guardian.
This is the National Youth Guard program designed to train young people to help the Bahama Islands in times of disaster.
I decided to join to better serve my country as well as to better myself.
We train to help in search and rescue,
electrical, plumbing, and carpentry.
And things that they can actually expand on in their careers.
Young people who join the Youth Guard program discover a sense of purpose and a sense of patriotism.
To learn more and apply, visit nyg.bahamas.gov.bs.
Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk.
I'm a boatman, a seaman. My work is on the water. Free diving.
Good morning and welcome back to On the Clock with Aaron Green on the Sports Friday with Eric Sawyer III. We had representatives from the Red Cross Run, Walk, Push event. It's taking place tomorrow morning. That's May 11th. The event starts at 6 a.m. So be there by 5:15 to stretch and to register if you're going to register at the event. They are walking west from the Red Cross Society headquarters onto Bahama Boulevard, and then they're going to turn around once they hit the, I think, the main roundabout and come back to the Red Cross headquarters. Just for road users tomorrow morning, please be advised. Please be advised to drive with caution. Use your lights. Do not have your cell phone in your hand. Do not drive and text. There will be other road users also sharing the road. We all pay road tax. We all pay taxes that contribute to the management of the roads, and we all have some degree of access to it. I have a caller on the phone line. Good morning.
I'm just glad to be calling to tell these Boston Celtics out there.
What a time. This week of games, I mean, this has just been an exciting playoff season, man.
Yeah, I mean, it's somewhat exciting. I mean, there's no LeBron James in the playoffs anymore. I don't care what anybody have to say. I have friends that told me they hate LeBron, but they hate the fact that they can't see him play anymore, because now why are we watching the NBA playoffs?
Man, listen, I saw... But what? They can't find any joy in this playoffs? I mean, I just enjoy
bunch
watching.
Bunch of young bucks, man. Bunch of young bucks. We had the same thing happen, you know, when his Ernest retired. You know, we had 1 or 2 years there. Like, who wanted to see the 2004 Pistons win a championship? Who wanted to see the Spurs win in 05? You know, just, you know.
Yeah.
There was a young LeBron James. There was a young Dwayne Wade. There was a young Carmelo Anthony. Nobody wanted to see those fellas play. And then when Kobe retired, I wouldn't say retired. When the league kind of retired him after he had the Achilles injury, then we saw the ascension of LeBron thereafter. And from then we've seen the Warriors come about. We've seen KD join the Warriors to get a ring. I haven't gotten up the second round since. And now we are in that lull again, whereby. Like, who knows who's playing on what nights? Like, there are people that don't watch basketball but hate LeBron James because their team is, let's say, the Chicago Bulls.
Yeah.
And they haven't done anything since Jordan, really. You know, I mean, there was the flash in the pan here with Derrick Rose.
Mm-hmm.
That was about it. And they watch the NBA to see if LeBron is going to lose. And because he's not playing NBA, like, the bars aren't full.
Right, so the game over. He already lost.
Yeah, he already lost. So that's it. That's what they came to watch.
But listen.
And you want him to get beat in the first round. Well, now you're suffering. And I'm glad that you're suffering because you guys miss the king.
But Mr. Sawyer, the game has changed. I saw a clip yesterday. They were asking Durant. They say, hey, the young boy Wemby say you were his favorite player growing up.
You know,
what does that mean to you? He say it means that I'm old.
Right, exactly.
Now, at the same time, I saw another story juxtaposing LeBron's season average with Ant-Man, with Anthony Edwards, right? Season average for this year. And LeBron is actually playing just slightly stronger than Ant-Man.
I know, but nobody wants to say anything about it because, you know, they just want to see LeBron get beat.
The person who posted it said basically, well, it looked like you just need to get rid of the whole bench besides LeBron, right? Like, just get rid of the supporting cast because it's them that are not filling their role. Or is it that for LeBron to put up those numbers against the opponents they're playing, that it essentially sucks the air out of the other players for LeBron to put up that 25?
LeBron's putting up those kind of numbers with less shots, so he's not even really too much on the ball because the Lakers learned to play ball without LeBron last year. Remember, he was injured last year, came back for a stretch run in the playoffs. They could play without him, so he's learned to play off the ball now.
He's
not so much a ball dominant player anymore.
And he's still putting up those numbers.
He even more efficient. Oh, sorry, I forgot to tell you. Well, sorry, but I forgot to say good morning to the BPL crew out there. You guys that hang out there by Travis, you guys know who you are. Good morning to Shonda Knowles. She listens every day from the Ministry of National Security.
Good morning.
I was supposed to say it last week, but there was just no way to get in a word edgewise. You know what I mean?
I mean, we're talking World Athletics, man. I understand, but let's get them all in today.
Yeah. You know, just... Who else said to tell you hello? Somebody said to tell you happy birthday after I called you on Monday.
Oh, man, tell him
somebody
I say thank you.
Somebody called the food store. I forgot. Oh, man.
Tell him I say thank you. But look here.
Yeah.
I got this story here. Maury admits buddy acquisition didn't work as planned.
That's a lie. Embiid was hurt. And so if you have no Embiid, because he is going to attract the double team, because he himself... is a player that can't play in the post. I'm a 3-point line, but if you're a 3-point shooter, there's no need for him to go there by the 3-point line anymore, right or wrong?
Right. I would you.
Okay. He was injured 30 games of the, 40 games that Buddy was there?
Yeah.
You don't play this man the first 3 games of the series. You play him sparingly in game 4, the whole first half of game 6.
He was on fire.
Don't play him in the third quarter of said game 6. He scored 17 in the first half, 3 in the fourth quarter. He has no rhythm. First time you play this man. First that he goes to the playoffs. I'm not sure if he is in the doghouse with the coach, with Coach Nurse.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure, but the point is, he's a marksman who thrives on rhythm shooting. And you don't play the man, what you expect? He won't have a rhythm.
Yeah.
When he finally had himself a rhythm, he had a great first half of game 6.
Yeah, I'm with you. I'm not buying it. The explanation given was that initially the plan was for Heal to provide adequate and precise shooting around the skill sets of the star players Embiid and Maxey. However, he wasn't able to get the looks that he liked primarily because of how other teams played them.
Exactly. Let Maxey go off and let him hit a two-point shot. Let him drive by you and stay home on Buddy. Because if Buddy gets the ball, that's three. Yeah. 2 points as opposed to two is easier to get over.
Yeah. Anyway, what I do appreciate is that Buddy has shown himself to be a professional, to be a good sport.
Yes.
Awesome discipline.
Yes.
A team player.
Always.
And I hope in his free agency he finds a team that appreciates what he can bring to their team. And I hope that after they see what he bring into the Bahamas national men's team, they stop slunking.
He might actually stay right there and sign with the Sixers, you know. But worth more money if he stays.
He did say that he wants to stay.
Yeah.
He said, you know, with everything that has happened, I don't want to go anywhere. I'm prepared to work with this team and let's build something.
And because the first half when they was playing the cheating Knicks, he was having himself a great game. I don't say the Knicks they didn't cheat. They cheat twice in the first round, and so far they're cheating twice in the second round.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
They're cheating. Okay.
Well, listen.
So they're cheating for them because it's a big market team. You don't want to see Indiana get there, so you're cheating them fellas out of what's rightfully theirs.
We're going to have a larger discussion on that because I also saw a clip comparing the referee's treatment of Ant-Man with, I think it's Murray. Murray, who threw a towel on the court and threw a heating pad on the court. But
that was Draymond Green. We've never seen him again in the NBA.
You see what I'm saying? And Ant-Man got, what he got? Did he get ejected or he got a flagrant or technical?
He got a flagrant.
For just
he got a flagrant
looking
foul.
At.
No, sorry. No, he got a technical foul in Jamal Murray. Got $100,000 knocked off of his $50 million salary. So,
okay. So there was some penalty for that. So for those who haven't been following, here is what the conference semifinals look like as of last night.
They don't care to follow because there's no LeBron.
I care. I'm excited about Ant-Man.
No, but the people out there who was calling 2 weeks ago, calling for the head of LeBron and how he ate this and how he ate that. Well, now you guys don't have a playoffs to watch because he ain't in it. How do you feel now?
That's the loss.
How stupid do you feel now?
That's the loss. Thunder versus Mavericks, they are 1-1 as of last night. Celtics versus Cavaliers, 1-1 as of last night.
Well, Mavericks like to kill them last night. What they hit him with a bug saw last night, boy.
Yeah, I like it. Pacers versus Knicks, Pacers are down 2-0, Timberwolves versus Nuggets.
They should at least be 1-1. Should at least be 1-1. Because that first game, they cheated them. That was not a kickball. That was hand ball. So that's a legal touch of the ball. And the refs called a kickball. Turn around, get a ball to the next square. The next continued to score. And the game was talked away at the free throw line. Which was wrong. And even in game three, it's the same thing. In game three, they call it double dribble. And then said it wasn't a double dribble. They gave the ball back to the next, and the next proceeded to score and saw it to win the game again.
Wow. It's another fascinating conversation across U.S. Major League sports. The question of not just that the games are rigged, but I think more importantly, the rules around adjudication and what resources teams have available to them to challenge a ref's decision, right? I think that's where the conversation sits. But Mr. Sawyer, I got a call coming in, and then just a couple of names I want to call off before I get like 2 minutes left. We want to say congratulations to Joshua McFall. Bahamian judoka wins the 72-kilogram category at the class at the Judo Nova Scotia Championships. This is an important story because this young man, he won every match that he competed in.
We win the whole thing then.
Right. McFall's performance was extraordinary, a masterclass of domination and precision. In the annals of the Judo Nova Scotia Championships, Joshua McFall's name will forever be remembered as a symbol of perseverance, determination, and the unwavering pursuit of excellence. As he stands atop the podium, gold medal around his neck, McFall's journey serves as inspiration to Bahamian judo athletes everywhere. A reminder that with belief and dedication, anything is possible on the tatami. And then quickly, just before we go, sorry, caller, I missed you. I do have a story. If you want to follow up on the Showdown in Paradise pregame controversy with the leaderboard, with the board, there's a story in the Tribune. Producer, I'm going to take this call. Let's take this call. Good morning, caller.
Morning, Aaron. How you doing?
I'm good, thank you.
Say, your boy, the third. What's going on? Hey, buddy. How are you?
Glad I take it.
Yeah. Aaron, you see why, you see Nick Nurse? Look when he can play Buddy Hield, man. The last game, man.
Yeah.
Got a man carry on. If
yeah.
he played game one, then that series might have gone a whole lot different than how it's gone.
Yeah, man, because he's proven exactly. himself. He's really proven himself.
Man, why you been telling the last game, man? He ain't Nick Nurse. That's why they should fire him. I'll be sorry if he get fired.
And
sorry, boy, we have an undrafted Bahamian from Cricket Island, who the Cowboys took up, right? So we got another team in professional sports.
Yes, we do. Yes, we do. And I can watch him play. Not necessarily the Cowboys.
Definitely.
Cowgirls.
Yeah.
Cowgirls.
Yeah, yeah. I'll really be watching him. I wouldn't be checking for them. So, Naughty, I wouldn't be checking for the Cowboys. I'll be watching out my Bahamian player, who is a real man. I'm so glad Boston got beat last night. I praying.
Oh, yes. Good morning, Henry Miller.
Yes, yes.
Good morning.
Yes. Sheldon Longley. Yeah, Sheldon Longley.
Yes, Sheldon Longley.
I hope they don't get on like Miami, though. When he win game two. And then he showed for the other rest of the game. And
well, there was no Jimmy Butler, you know. Like, if Jimmy Butler was there, they get smoked.
Listen, yeah, Jimmy Butler was gentlemen.
There. I want the Nuggets go down 3-0 tonight, this evening. Ackman, come on, man. Sweep them, Ackman, sweep them.
All right, somebody said Buddy played in game one and was just terrible. That's just facts. But did he play sufficiently to get his rhythm? How long?
No.
That's right. You saying it right. He didn't play sufficient to get his rhythm. This is first time in the playoffs. So let the man who's getting his foot wet. Give him a chance.
And what I like most about Buddy is he's not a ball hog. And you could him. You could trust him.
He's unselfish. He's very unselfish. He's passing the ball right underneath the rim and passing the ball back out to Embiid. To hit the tree. To hit the tree by
now. Absolutely.
Yeah. I see you over time then. Anyway, good hand from you all, man. Yeah. Sorry, boy, we get together.
Good to hear from you. Good to hear from you.
Yes, man. Respect. Guidance and protection.
Producer, I come in right now. You put your finger on the button because we just got to talk about this one person very quickly, Mr. Sawyer. 16-year-old Shania Adley shocks the world. At just 16 years old, getting ready to complete her senior year in grade 12 at Tabernacle Baptist Academy in Grand Bahama, junior quarterfinaler Shania Adley was thrust into the spotlight for the Bahamas team in the mixed 4x4 meter relay.
She went to the Olympics.
Well, listen, she didn't perform her best on the first day, but she said, listen, I gathered myself up. I listened to the negative critique. I pulled myself together and I say, you know, you could do this. And she went on the court with Alonzo Russell, Shawn A. Miller-Weibo, and Stephen Gardner on Saturday. Now, here's what the play was. Antonique Strawn was unable to race because of a slight injury.
Mm-hmm.
So Adley replaced Antonique Strawn.
Exactly.
And just busts a hole in it. We want to say congratulations. And she is, I think, the third high schooler to qualify for the Olympics, following Pauline Davis and then LaCaritha Cooper, who was unable to compete in the Tokyo Games because she got COVID. So here we are. Adley, stay healthy.
Yes.
Keep training.
We do for you.
Listen, you tell them young people around you, I know we getting ready to graduate and you all want to have fun, but I have something I got to dedicate myself to.
I got
to
go do this for my country.
Because we can't give the B3As or the Bahamas Olympic Committee any reason to not select her to be a part of the team that goes to Paris.
Correct.
Young lady,
all the best, boy.
We are all proud of you. Gardner said we gave her a chance and she came through. We couldn't ask for more. She's now a part of the senior national team record. Russell and Shawnee all had the most glowing words. Shawnee say, I could rest. I mean, she didn't mean like I could rest and stop running, but she could trust that the future of athletics in the Bahamas is in good hands. We want to say congratulations.
She ran a great angle there.
Yeah, and then just one last note. We ain't miss you, Bimini native VJ Edgecombe. He's on the cover of Slam Magazine.
He's got diamonds everywhere.
He's been selected he's number 4 on the Slam High School Boys All-American list of high school players. He's number 4 in the U.S.
Oh, who, boy? Yeah, boy.
Hey, and producer, start playing the music. This young man committed to Baylor, and you know what he said? He said, I'm going to use my NIL, that's the money generated from my name, image, and likeness, and I'm going to give it back to Gateway Christian Academy in Bimini.
Boom.
Man, look here. What a wonderful day of sports. Y'all go out tomorrow morning. Go to bed early. Go out tomorrow morning. Red Cross Society inaugural walk, push starts at 6 a.m., $30 registration. It comes with a t-shirt. It's free health screenings afterward. This is the thing. And then after that, get out to the best of the best. Rake and Scrape Explosion concert is going to be fabulous time. Yeah. Oh, I'm going to do the walk and then I'm going home to sleep until it's time for the concert.
All right.
That's how you do it.
The concert. I don't think I can make the walk, though.
And the concert is going to be at Breezes Resorts Grounds. Breezes Resorts Grounds. Look here, you rest them legs. Because if you see me boatmanning out there, you can get tired just watching. Y'all have a wonderful day. Guardian Radio AM.
Have a great weekend, man.
Yeah, man, you too. Guardian Radio AM with C.A. Nuri is up next.
Come on!